Energy retrofit schemes carry a lot of baggage in Australia. You might remember the Rudd government's home insulation program that led to a royal commission. But the Australian Council of Social Service believes it's time to turn the page, and it's spruiking a multi-billion-dollar program aimed at energy-inefficient homes occupied by low-income earners and renters. Social Affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
Outside her 1950s house in Geelong, Bronwyn Stretton lowers a blind to help block out the sun as the days get hotter. It's part of a retrofit that included an air conditioning unit and insulation in a home that had become punishing in the summer.
We had the extreme heat, it was like an oven in our house. At one point, we even went out in the car so we could have the air conditioning on in the car.
Bronwyn Stretton relies on Centrelink to supplement part-time teaching income. 3 years ago, she was part of an energy assist program run by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. The energy refit inspired her to also install solar panels.
All those things together brought our bill right down. It was quite amazing.
The Australian Council of Social Service, ACOS, wants to see many more low-income homes undergo a similar transformation. It's released a report on the economic impact of the proposed National Low-Income Energy Productivity Program, which would retrofit 1.8 million energy-inefficient homes. Kelly Cott directs climate and energy policy at ACOS.
This is a nation-building program that would have profound and sustained economic, social and health outcomes for decades to come.
The report from Deloitte Access Economics found the energy retrofit plan would cost an average of $5,000 per home to pay for things like insulation, air conditioners, draft ceiling and solar panels. The boost to Australia's GDP would be up to nearly $5 billion. But the cost for a full rollout would be more than $9 billion. Cedric Hodges from Deloitte Access Economics.
We're not saying it's free, but it's definitely something that has, you know, positive impact on the Australian economy.
A previous retrofit scheme, the Rudd government's Pink Bats Home Insulation Program, sparked a royal commission after unsafe work practices led to the deaths of four workers. Kelly Cott from ACOS believes lessons have been learned.
We've been really careful in designing this program so that we don't repeat some of the problems that we've had in the past.
Back in Geelong, Bronwyn Stretton would like to see all low-income homes get the badly needed efficiency overhaul that hers did.
It's a great step forward to stop that inequitable ability to cope with things through, you know, having all the money they need. It was wonderful, and I think if it can be rolled out to as many people on low incomes as possible, that would be wonderful.
Geelong resident Bronwyn Stretton ending that report from Norman Hermont.